The nation's cricketers made the most of some dry weather this morning to give county cricket watchers something to cheer before the rain set in after lunch and wiped out the remainder of either day two or three in the 10th round of the LBE County Championship. Lancashire progressed from 203 for 6 to 272 for 9 in the 21 overs that were possible amidst the rain against Nottinghamshire at Trent Bridge. Ashfall Prince was the first man out today for 80, adding 17 to his overnight score before becoming Andre Adams's fifth victim, with Glenn Chappell following shortly afterwards for 24, and Ajmal Shahzad making just 3. Less than 18 overs were bowled at Lords, with Middlesex advancing their score by 43 runs for the loss of David Malan to Craig Overton for 51 on the second day against Somerset. Malan's dismissal brought to an end a third wicket partnership worth 74 with Joe Denley, who ended undefeated with 116. Sussex endured 6 overs of torment at the hands of Stuart Meek on the second day against Surrey at Horsham. They started the day in the promising position of 81 for 2 in reply to visitors' dismal first innings total of 124, but Meeker took 3 wickets either side of a rain shower, with Muirley Carterick contributing the late wicket of Luke Wright to reduce them to 90 for 6 by the close. Durham ended the penultimate day against Warwickshire on 147 for 7 in their second innings to give them a lead of 227 going into the final day at Chester Street. Chris Wokes took 2 wickets for the Bears, with Keith Barker, Championship debutant Tom Milnes and Darren Maddy chipping in with 1 each, as Paul Collingwood ended 29 not out for the home side. In Division 2, Essex survived the 13 overs that were bowled without losing a wicket to move to 195 for 4 against Northamptonshire. Ravi Bapara moved to 87 and took his fifth wicket partnership with James Foster, who ended on 60 to 138. No play was possible on the second day of Glamorgan's match against Yorkshire at Colwyn Bay, as the rain reached the south and west of the country before moving on to dampen spirits elsewhere. Hampshire added 40 runs without losing a wicket in the hour or so of play that was possible on the second day against Kent at Tunbridge Wells. Simon Cattish ended with 43 and Liam Dawson with 22 to take visitors to the stumps on 90 for 3. Dan Redfern and David Wainwright took their sixth wickets down to 109 before the rain arrived at Grace Road to wipe out the rest of the day's play against Leicestershire. Derbyshire closed on 259 for 5, with Redfern 19 away from his third first-class century and Wainwright 5 short of his fifth 50. In other county news, Derbyshire all-rounder Gary Park and Gloucestershire bowler Paul Mitchell have both received reprimands under the ECB's disciplinary code following level 1 breaches in the second 11 cricket duo over the past fortnight. Worcestershire has said that Pakistani all-rounder Sahel Tanveer will miss at least the first 2 matches in the club's Friends Life T20 campaign. Durham have been thwarted in their attempt to sign Australian all-rounder John Hastings as their second overseas player in this season's Friends Life T20. He had been due to replace Mitchell Johnson, but he has not played enough limited overs cricket for Australia or the required test in the last year that the ECB's strict rules on overseas players demand.